Time to join the big dog, Jerry Kill, joining us on the phone. Coach, your impressions of the big win over UMass on Saturday?
Well, it's a great win for our kids, and any time you beat a Division I opponent, that's not easy to do, and certainly when you go that far on the road and coming off a tough loss. And, Nick did a great job of utilizing his talent, and, he talked about that early in the week. Is him and Pat Poor talked about we got to get those backs on the field at the same time and do some different things. And he did a great job of play calling. And the second great thing he did is he used every bit of talent that he had. And he taught the young back a few things that he could do, and he did them very well. And we played good defense. And, you play good defense, you run the ball, and your quarterback doesn't turn it over, you're going to win. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, and we remember last year, Coach, that we talked about Javon Williams Jr. and what a potential he had, and sometimes that can be a curse. But here's a kid that ran for more touchdowns than he threw, and he threw for a lot his senior year at Centralia High School. But what a big game he had, both running and receiving.
Well, I think the great thing this coaching staff did is that, he's a redshirt freshman. He's still learning what to do, and they put him in the right situations and, taught him limited things, and they used his talent. I think his role will increase as he learns what to do offensively. I think they must have spent a lot of extra time with him. I can't tell you, but there's no question he needs to be on the field. I think everybody can see that. And, from video, he missed a couple runs in there. He might have had a couple more. So, kid is a tremendous talent. And their corner is a really, really good corner. Couldn't catch him down the sideline. So if you're 245 pounds, you run like that, you certainly got to find a place for him. And all three of those backs. And you put all three backs in the game together, that screws up personnel groupings for the defense. They don't know what to do. Not with three backs in there, and you turn around and put four wide receivers in there, and you switch personnel. They can't get the personnel in the right positions, and we out-personneled them and give our coaching staff credit. They out-coached them. There's no doubt about that.
Talking to Jerry Kill, UT Martin coming in this Saturday. It's a family weekend. It's the home opener. And oh, by the way, we haven't won a home game since we knocked off Illinois State on homecoming back in 2017. You've said it, and we'll say it again. You've got to win your home games.
Oh, there's no doubt. Certainly right now. There's no doubt that, the most important game is the next one, and this is important. We're going back to the Hogs and Dogs back in the day when I was here and getting Harley Davis involved. And those people have done a great job of being a part of a lot of things and helping our program out. But going back to some old tradition, and hopefully that tradition can, take over and count for a W. But, winning is a habit. Winning's confidence. And going up and beating a Division I opponent and getting that big win, now you're 1-1. We should have a lot of momentum going into this game. And we need to win this game, and so it becomes a habit. Because losing's a habit, winning's a habit.
Coach, I'm glad you mentioned that Hogs and Dogs, because I remember years ago when that first happened, the first time that ever happened, and we've got Dave McKenzie in here shaking his head right now. He remembers it, too. It was such an event because you could not help but get fired up. You could not help but have that thing motivate you, because if for nothing else, it was just so damn loud that you wanted to go out there and hit somebody. And I think it's fantastic that you're bringing that back. That's just fantastic.
Well, I can't credit myself, Chad. You know what he does for the community. He's unbelievable, and Harley Davidson is, and, they want to get it done. And you bring that back with all, we got so many things going on, we can't keep track of them, and we need to draw a tremendous crowd. It's important. People don't understand. We have to fill that stadium. There's no reason you shouldn't. And, certainly with the price of the tickets compared to people, you go to UMass and it costs you $10 for, you know, a beer. You know, hey, you know, we need to get out there and need to get out there early and see people want to come out on Friday night and start tailgating. That's what they should do. You know, that's what college football is all about. So, you know, we could, in my opinion, the more people that are there, the louder it is, the better you play. I mean, it's just, that's just the way it is. And, you know, we need to have a crowd that's excited. You know, everybody likes Nick Hill. I mean, in this area, there's not anybody tell you they don't like Nick Hill. Let's help him. And the way we help him is fill those stands.
And you got the brightest scoreboard in the world. You can see that thing from Macanda when that thing's on at night. That scoreboard's a beauty.
It is, and we appreciate, you know, the orthopedic group here in town and that group and SIH going together on that and you know, Mike Davis and Woody Thorne and you know, all those people combined to work together on it. And it is loud, which we need. We got two scoreboards we'll have rolling, one at the track, and you know, it needs to be loud. We need to have fun. That's what football is all about. And winning helps that. So if we play good, you know, that's a good thing. But again, you know, we got to give people, hey, you got to have a great time before the game. But when the bell goes off, then you need to get inside the stadium and let's cheer those kids on. I mean, we need to get that done better. We're going to have a little bit different walk than they've had in the past. And, you know, do some things a little bit different to make it something special for those kids. Because I know when I was here 13 years ago, there's nothing more special than taking that long walk to Macander and seeing all those people lined up. And we got to get back to that. I mean, that helped us win, and we need to get back to that.
Coach, let's switch gears a little bit. The basketball schedule is out now, and boy, for some people, that's like an early Christmas present because everybody wants to see who Southern's going to play in basketball. It's out, and Coach Mullins and staff working hard, and now we know where Southern's going to be playing, and people are scrambling to get those posters.
Yeah, there's no question, and you know, you look at the schedule and look at the teams that were in the tournament. You'd have to go through that and the ones that were at the top of their conference. And, you know, with the, you know, having nine guys that are new that he had to recruit, you know, I think it's very competitive. And we're a young team and a new coach. And, you know, I look forward to it. You know, I mean, those guys work hard. And I'd encourage anybody that you ever want to see a practice ran, you know, tremendously with discipline, you need to go in there in the arena and watch those guys coach when they get back to coaching. And I'm excited for basketball season. But listen, I mean, go out and see our volleyball team play. I mean, it's totally different than it was a year ago. And, you know, we've had soccer out there, and this is our first dance competition. We've had great support there. We did a great job in cross country the other day at home. So, you know, we just need, right now we need football to keep winning, and that helps everybody.
Got to get a word in before you go about Blackout Cancer. That'll be back October 12th, the Blackout Cancer game. You can go right now to SalukisBlackoutCancer.com and make a bid on one of those jerseys and help out the Coach Kill Fund through the SIH Foundation.
Absolutely, and, you know, there's nothing more. You can take all the football, you can take all the wins, you can take all those things that I've talked about throughout my career, and the most important thing is that fund right there, along with my epilepsy fund, because that actually goes right to people and it helps people immediately. And, you know, we can turn over the money in 4 to 5 days. And I've had more people thank me about doing that kind of stuff, and my wife, Woody Thorne, all those people that are involved in it have thanked me more than winning any football games in my lifetime. And that's more rewarding, to tell you the truth, because that's helping people. You're saving lives with that. So I hope the people, you know, continue to give money to the cancer fund. And I mean, it's not going unused. If anything, we got to keep it up because we have so many people that don't have insurance and suffering from a disease. It's just it's a bad disease.
SalukisBlackoutCancer.com. The game itself is coming up on October the 12th. Coach Kill, thanks again, as always, for your time, and let's go get another one this Saturday against UT Martin.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great evening.